USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump mocked the claim by Seattle's mayor that a takeover of parts of the city could lead to a new summer of love there, even after police abandoned more than four blocks of territory and gave it to protesters in front of a police station. That precinct's police chief, Carmen Best, told reporters that she's outraged by the events that are unfolding.
Leaving the precinct was not my decision. This is not legal.
And the assistant police chief, Deanna Norette, explained crimes that are going on inside the autonomous zone.
We have heard anecdotally reports of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within this area. This is the crime of extortion.
President Trump said if there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you have in Minneapolis and now in Seattle. He also reminded the mayor that if they don't straighten the situation out, he'll straighten it out for them. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As the world awaits a coronavirus vaccine, some scientists are proposing that the polio vaccine could give the body's immune system a much-needed temporary boost to stave off infection. Now, it's still unclear whether such an approach would work, and some experts are skeptical, but others, including researchers in Israel, the Netherlands, and Australia, are also investigating whether a tuberculosis vaccine could help jumpstart the immune system and make COVID-19 less deadly. San Francisco police will stop responding to neighbor disputes, reports on homeless people, and other non-criminal activities as part of a police reform plan announced by Mayor London Breed. She said all calls that don't involve a threat to public safety, police would be replaced by trained, unarmed professionals to limit unnecessary confrontation between police and the community. Breed said as part of police reforms, the city will also strengthen accountability policies, ban the use of military-grade weapons, and divert funding to the African American community. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Starbucks is creating its own Black Lives Matter shirt for employees to wear if they choose. The move comes after the coffee chain reportedly banned employees from wearing Black Lives Matter gear. The T-shirt depicts protest signs with phrases including Speak Up and Time for Change. One sign shows a raised fist saying, It's not a moment, it's a movement. Social media blew up over news reports that Starbucks had told employees in a memo that they could not wear Black Lives Matter shirts or other paraphernalia. Starbucks Foundation last week pledged to donate $1 million to organizations that promote racial equity and social justice. The organizations will be nominated by its employees. Take the stairs, not the elevator, down from your hotel room. Encourage people to bring their own food and drinks to the cookout. Use hand sanitizer after banking at an ATM. Call ahead to restaurants and nail salons to make sure staff are wearing face coverings, and no high fives or even elbow bumps at the gym. These are some of the tips in the long-awaited guidance from the U.S. health officials about how to reduce the risk of coronavirus infection for Americans who are attempting some semblance of a normal life. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted the guidelines along with a second set of rules for organizing and attending big gatherings such as concerts, sporting events, protests, and political rallies. But the guidelines are not intended to endorse any particular type of event, according to Dr. Jay Butler of the CDC. The staging and attendance of all events should still be in accordance based on how much the coronavirus is spreading in a particular community. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.